and weakened by strategic saw cuts. The who and probable why became clear within seconds. She sent out a summons to Jarl Barrandandi and his associates. Surprise. Barrandandi was nowhere to be found. He had been called out of the palace for a family emergency, he had said, just moments after her return. So the Greys reported when told to investigate.
What an amazing coincidence. Find him. Find the men he worked with regularly. We have a great deal to discuss.
Greys scattered. One bold captain, however, remained behind to report,
Rumor in the city says the Bodhi intend to resume their self-immolations. They want the Radisher to come out and address their concerns personally.
The news did not improve Soulcatcher's temper.
Ask them if they would like me to donate the naphtha they need. I'm feeling particularly charitable today. Also, ask them if they can hold off starting long enough for the carpenters to put up grandstands so more of the Radish's good subjects can enjoy the entertainment. I don't care what those lunatics do. Get out of here! Find that Barrandandi slug!
The voice she used was informed with a potent lunacy. Jarl Barrandandi's luck was mixed. He managed to avoid the attentions of the bats and crows and shadows the Protector released when the Greys had no immediate success in locating him. But an informer eventually betrayed him when the reward for his capture grew large enough. The lie was that he had attacked and severely wounded the Radisha, that only the Protector's swift intercession with her most powerful sorcery had saved the princess's life. The Radisha's situation remained grave. The Taglian people loved their Radisha. Jarl Barrandandi discovered that he had no friends but his accomplices, and it was one of those who betrayed him in exchange for a partial reward, the Grey officers pocketing the bulk, and a running start. Jarl Barrandandi suffered terrible torments and tried hard to cooperate so the pain would stop. But he could tell the Protector nothing that she wanted to know. So she had him put into a cage and hung 15 feet above the place where the Bodhi disciples generally chose to give up their lives, and issued a rescript encouraging passers-by to throw stones. It was her intent that he hang there indefinitely, his suffering never ending. But sometime during the first night, somehow, someone managed to toss him a piece of poisoned fruit, while leaving his betrayer and a murdered Grey below, each with a piece of paper in his mouth bearing the characters for Water Sleeps. Crows savaged both corpses before they were discovered. It was the last time Black Company tokens would be seen, but their appearance was sufficient to provoke the Protector almost beyond reason. For days, the still loyal remnants of the Greys remained extremely busy making arrests, most of them of people unable to guess what they had done to irk Soulcatcher. She never did get to the Nuang Bo swamp, despite having made necessary repairs to her remaining carpet. Taglios became more fractious by the hour. She had to devote her entire attention to keeping the city tamed. Then came the faithful and tattered little shadow that had made its way through mountains and forests, over lakes and rivers and plains, in order to bring her news of what was happening in the nethermost south. Soulcatcher screamed a scream of rage so potent that the entire city became informed of it instantly.